وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ The second quality comes now. For every believing man and woman. A believer, a mu'min, is a person who has faith. He lives with and in faith. Not only has faith, he lives with and in faith. And a mu'min is a person with full conviction and certainty of the heart. We know that Islam is submission in the outward sense, while iman is in the inward sense, external, internal. It is the deeper aspect of Islam. It is to have full certainty, full belief. Love in the body, mind and soul for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a believer, in better words, is a person who abides by the commands of Allah Ta'ala and abstains, pushes away, puts a barrier between him and his prohibitions. The tribe of Azad came to Medina, an Arab Bedouin tribe. And when they came to Medina, they embraced Islam. They embraced Islam. After embracing Islam, they requested from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam charity, money, claiming that they were true believers as the believers that fought alongside and suffered alongside Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the situation. They just embraced Islam and they're claiming to be as strong as those who had fought and suffered alongside Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you can see, it's a presumptuous claim on their part. So the Almighty Lord told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rebuke them. قَالَتَ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا كُلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَقُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ The Arab, the Bedouin said, we believe, we truly believe. Allah says, say that you have not believed, but say instead, we have submitted. We have submitted formally to Islam. And yet the faith has not entered your heart. When does it enter your heart? When does it enter your heart? What does a mu'min mean? A mu'min is a Muslim, but not every Muslim is a mu'min. When are you a mu'min? When you know that fornication is haram, I withdraw from it. When you know that alcohol is haram, I withdraw from it. When you know that theft is haram, murder is haram, slander is haram, lying is haram, I withdraw from it. This is a mu'min. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly in a beautiful narration, I swear by Allah Ta'ala, he does not believe. The companions asked, O Prophet of Allah, who does not believe? He said, the one from whose harm his neighbor is not safe. And another occasion he said, the fornicator is not a believer while committing fornication. Nor is the wine drinker a believer while drinking. Nor is the thief a believer while committing theft. Nor is a murderer a believer when committing murder. And we know the many narrations, you cannot truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. When you love for your brother what you love for yourself, you can be called a mu'min. So if you're hungry at home and your neighbor who's a Muslim brother of yours or sister is hungry and you've eaten with your big belly after you've had your big meal and you know your next door neighbor is hungry or your Muslim brother or sister is hungry and you don't aid that person while you're able to aid him, you are not a mu'min. You could be a Muslim, but you are not a mu'min. Because you have not love for your brother what you love for yourself. You have not love for your brother what you love for yourself. And this is iman. This is iman.